Now, say that again. What they raise sheep for? Uh-huh.
The stuff on their backs is the...
Sheep, you raise them a herd where you cut the wool off them. Mm-hmm. The wool is a great valuable. You cut the wool off them, you sell the wool. You make coats, jackets, and different things out of wool, sheep wool. Mm-hmm. But now, General Ron, people right around through the community don't raise sheep in here anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know nobody in Jefferson County mm-hmm. have one sheep anymore.
Do you remember what they called the male sheep?
Yeah. The male sheep was, well now, we would call it this way. The male sheep would be the bull sheep. Mm-hmm. No, it's a boy and it's a girl. Huh? Mm-hmm. It's a boy and it's a girl. Or, I mean, people, anybody. Mm-hmm. All right, well, the boy sheep would be the male sheep. Mm-hmm. He called him a ram. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. So now the other one would be just a sheep, which she would be, I would call the mama sheep. Mm-hmm. Or the female.
Any other name?
Wouldn't be any other name.
Uh-huh. What about hogs? When they're first born, you call them?
Pigs.
And then what?
Then when they get bigger, you call them shoats.
About how big is a shoat?
A shoat? A shoat would be something like that.
About 9 inches?
About, huh?
9 inches or so?
That's right. About 9 inches. That's right. Mm-hmm. That'd be a shoat.
And if it was a female, it'd be a...
About the same. See, what make it the same, the female would be the same as the mama pig. All would be born, say, this week. Mm-hmm. So they all would be the same age, you see. Mm-hmm. So that would make them all be about the same thing. You couldn't mm-hmm. hardly tell. Might have one run or two in there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you find one little and then six or seven bunch or mm-hmm. seven or eight like that, you find a run in there, be small. All the balance of them be the same. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the female hog?
Female, that's the good. That's the mama. That's a girl. That's a mama. A girl hog.
Any other name?
Well, no. Just a... Now you could say a sheepie.
Mm-hmm. What about sow or...
Well, a sow... Sow. Wait a minute now. A sow is a grown hog. That's uh-huh. not a pig. Uh-huh. That would go in the grown hog. That'd be a sow. Uh-huh.
What if it's a grown hog but it's never had pigs?
Well, you would if she never had pigs, she would be something like a. Let me see, what would you call her? Now? She'd be a. Well, I don't hardly know what you'd call that, but she would be one that maybe wouldn't find pigs. Now you would take that as a human nature. Sometimes some people don't have no children. Mm-hmm. Sometimes some families have 6, 7, 8, or 9 children. Huh? Mm-hmm. So that makes some hogs come in that same shape, never find no pig. But generally one of them do.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the male?
The male, that's the bull. Mm-hmm. He's the bull.
And say if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you would?
All right. I would castrate on him. Mm-hmm. See, I was out here week before that, castrated a bunch of them. So you didn't want him to, you had a male, and you didn't want him to get out, you'd castrate on him, didn't want him to be a bull.
Any other word besides castrate people use?
Yeah, cut him. Uh-huh. You call it cut him. So
then what would he be called?
He would be called, you're going to make meat out of him then. You call that just, he been already castrated, so you make a meat hog out of him, uh-huh. See? You're going to kill this hog for meat. Now, if you wasn't going to kill him, you didn't castrate on him,